For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
An Irish Times investigation has found that former members of the Defence Forces have been providing military training for the forces of Libyan strongman Khalifa Haftar in an apparent breach of United Nations arms embargo. I'm joined on the line by Naomi O'Leary, Irish Times Europe correspondent, who has the story. Naomi, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, these aren't just ad hoc arrangements by individual soldiers. There's a kind of a company involved.
Yes, so the training was organised by a company called Irish Training Solutions. That's an Offaly-based company that was set up by former members of the Defence Forces. They started recruiting outgoing members of the Defence Forces and flew them out to Libya starting from January last year, where they were training the 166 Infantry Battalion of the Libyan National Army. That's a part of the army of Khalifa Haftar, as you said. He's not the official government. He's a challenger to the UN-recognized Tripoli government, sometimes described as a rogue general or rogue warlord. He controls much of Libya's east, and he's supported by Wagner mercenaries from Russia, as well as by Egypt and the United Arab Emirates. So these Irish trainers were out there essentially training part of his army to become a special operations force. According to people familiar with the situation, they were training the soldiers in things like sniping skills, machine gun support, armed entry of buildings, things like that. And this was all overseen by the son of Khalifa Haftar, whose name is Saddam. He's seen as a rising power in East Libya and the apparent heir of the warlord.
Now, the individual personnel involved, I presume they are contracted to do this work as is required from time to time by this company.
So they were hired for 9 months contracts, according to a contract that I've seen. The rate of pay was 300 euro a day. And they were flown out, according to travel records, via Turkey and Spain, out into Benghazi, which is Haftar-controlled territory. So the company was looking for people with special forces experience. So people from, for example, the Army Rangers Wing of Ireland's Defence Forces were hired, former members. One person who flew out and became a trainer, I understand, was actually not yet discharged from the Defence Forces at the time that he went and started doing this work. And this was discovered by the Defence Forces and caused an uproar internally, prompting a Garda investigation and other things. So it's quite serious for the Defence Forces for there to be personnel over in Libya, especially when they were wearing badges. For example, photos show Irish tricolour patches on their uniforms, along with the logo of Irish Training Solutions. And the director of Irish Training Solutions, one of them, Danny Klusky, he was out there. He's former Army Rangers Wing, and he was actually wearing the patches of the Army Rangers Wing on his arm when he was out in Libya. This poses big risks to the Defence Forces, because if there's a confusion about whether Ireland is really fighting on a particular side of a conflict, that can actually endanger genuine Irish forces abroad. And it can also has big reputational risks as well.
Now, the individuals who were out in Libya, they were on a training mission. So does that mean they were not in harm's way, or were they?
Libya is volatile. It is divided between different warring factions. They, as I say, they were in the Haftar-controlled part. They were working for Haftar training part of his army. But others, as I mentioned, who work for Haftar include the Wagner Russian mercenaries. They basically offer protection to rising powers in parts of Africa in exchange for stuff like the rights to drill oil or cut down forests, things like that. So there's Wagner forces present throughout Haftar's territory, including around key oil wells, things like that. And on two occasions, according to people who were there and familiar with the situation, Wagner forces actually shot towards the Irish Training Solutions trainers on two occasions. And on the second occasions, one of the trainers of Irish Training Solutions returned fire, according to what I'm told by my sources. So this kind of illustrates the risk of having, you know, for people out in volatile situations like this in complex conflicts, especially when Ireland has an official policy of neutrality.
Now, what are the affected parties saying? What is Irish Training Solutions saying when you made your inquiries? What are the Irish Defence Forces saying?
So we made every effort to try and get comment from Irish Training Solutions and all three directors of that company. I spoke to Danny Klusky on the phone and I read out essentially all the details that the article contains, everything that I've just talked through with you there. And he just said, I have nothing to say to that, and didn't want to speak any further. We also wrote repeatedly to the other directors of Irish Training Solutions, both online and actually physically turning up at their place of work as well. But we didn't receive a response from them. The Defence Forces have said that, you know, they always, for them, they, you know, it's always, they always regret, I suppose, anything that might bring them into disrepute that's done by former members. We understand that, yeah, they've been in response to these revelations, because they found out about it before, they've been trying to prevent the hiring of outgoing members to go out on missions like this.
Mm. Now,
DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops a DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.
The problem is the UN embargo, really, because there are soldiers of fortune who will go to areas of conflict and hire themselves out as mercenaries. Or some people would have gone to Ukraine, for example, perceiving the wrong being done by Putin as something worth fighting against. So former soldiers don't all want to be, you know, representatives of Lidl and Aldi. Some of them would like to have more adventurous lives. So there's no real problem, I suppose, with people getting involved in protection details and all the rest of it. The problem with this particular adventure is that it's against a UN embargo.
Yeah, so in 2011, the UN Security Council agreed an embargo on Libya. So that's a total ban on furnishing weapons as well as any military training to forces within Libya. The reason why they did that was to try and stop the country from being torn apart by rival factions after the fall of Muammar Gaddafi. So that's the issue. Training is banned by this UN arms embargo, military training. It's also banned by UN by EU sanctions as well, which kind of transposed the UN embargo into EU law and banned EU training, military training also. So that's the issue. Libya has become kind of the forum for a struggle between international powers, with Turkey on one side and Russia on the other, trying to kind of scramble for influence in that part of Africa, which is strategically important. Mm-hmm. And it's in that context that, you know, the UN has repeatedly urged all private military contractors to leave Libya, saying that they are worsening the conflict and they're dragging it out.
Yeah. Is it thought that these soldiers brought any weaponry with them, or did they use locally sourced weapons in their training?
According to three sources that I've spoken to, Irish Training Solutions did bring in gear. So stuff like uniforms, body armour, helmets, that kind of thing, in order to, you know, furnish the training to equip the soldiers that they were training. So that's probably another serious issue that needs to be looked into as well.
Yeah, obviously. But do they bring any weaponry? Because, you know, helmets and body armor can be seen as protective equipment. You know, journalists wear this kind of stuff when they...
If it's military equipment, it's also banned under the embargo, though it's any military-related equipment. There are exemptions under the UN arms embargo, but it's only for humanitarian missions. And you also, like, often need to get actual approval from the UN committee in order to bring it in. So, if it's military material, it's definitely banned.
Yeah. The thing you point out about the Irish Defence Forces is that they deployed the Ellie William Butler Yeats to patrol the waters of Africa to help still the trade in illicit arms if they could. So in theory, you could have a situation where there are people who might fire on an Irish vessel having been trained by former Irish Defence Forces personnel.
It's kind of embarrassing for Irish authorities. At the very moment when this training was taking place in Libya, when they were training the forces of Haftar, Ireland sent a naval vessel to enforce this arms embargo. And there was even talk of putting Army Rangers Wing personnel onto the vessel, according to reporting by my colleague, Conor Gallagher. So you have two things working at completely cross purposes: the Irish state seeking to enforce this embargo, and at the same time, a company bringing out people who were either recently, like very recently, discharged from the defense forces, or older veterans. So it's working at cross purposes, and it kind of illustrates the reputational risk that there is. Ireland, the state, also has an obligation to enforce the UN arms embargo as a member of the United Nations. It says that, you know, they can't allow their territory or nationals to undertake activity that would violate this arms embargo.
And how is Irish Training Solutions doing financially? Is it a successful company?
Well, if you look at their accounts, last year they had revenue of, I think it's about $1 million, with profit of about $700,000. Now, this was a sudden increase from the previous year, when I think their profit was only about $1,000. So it was a substantial increase. We don't have insight into exactly what that was. My understanding, though, according to people familiar with the arrangements, was that the value of providing these training services was multi-million euro contracts. So there was two tranches that would be paid out in 2023, and then it was renewed for this year, 2024, again at a multi-million euro figure. Now, the people I've spoken to say that the payment for the trainers switched during last year. So it stopped coming from an Irish company, and instead it started coming from a Dubai-based company called SOF Training. SOF is a common military acronym for Special Operations Forces, based in the United Arab Emirates. United Arab Emirates doesn't have open company ownership records, so we can't see who owns that company. But it was set up last summer. It was granted a license to provide training services. And I'm told that the trainers understood and were told that this was, you know, a continuation of their payment by the same people, and that it was being done for tax reasons. But they also suspected it was to try and avoid any potential crackdown by Irish authorities.
Naomi, it's a fascinating story, and perhaps a very concerning one for the Defence Forces and for the Minister. But for the moment, Naomi.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.